And if you could review if there's any numbers kept about how many students may have been impacted in the spring semester, which I guess is the first semester that this thing took effect.
That's right, yeah. It went into effect for those students that were new students starting this spring, or students that had not attended any college in the fall. So they could be a returning student that didn't attend in the fall. They would be impacted by this. For Blinn, that's about half of our population, maybe not quite half of our population. So it was quite a few students. I don't think our enrollment decline and on the Bryan campus really was impacted by this requirement, though. I think Blinn and I was at A&M for most of last year, and I can speak for them. We worked real hard and spent a lot of time and money getting ready for this law once it got passed. So I think that we had gotten the word out to our students that were coming in this spring, and I hope we can get it out to those coming into the fall. I think that's where the big push is going to be, and stations and programs like this, it's really a big help to get that information out to our incoming students that they have to have this shot. What we did at both schools is we don't let students register if they fall into the group of students that require the shot and that have not gotten it yet. And again, I think we got the word out enough to where we really didn't have any kind of enrollment decline just based on that shot.
So you've made reference to being proactive entering the spring semester, and I'm guessing y'all are going to be doing the same for this summer and this fall and anything that may be mini semesters and other types of programs.
Yes, that's correct. All the new student conferences, all the literature we're putting out to the students, and all the on our website and everything like that, you'll see it prominently displayed that they have to have that shot prior to attending or prior to registering. And we're putting a hold on students so they know right away when they get their information, if they're in a position to register, if they have all their other paperwork done, they'll see that they can't register until they get that shot. It's our goal that they get it done right now. Of course, we don't want to wait till the last minute and come up to late August where all these students don't have the shot. But it's so we're trying to get the word out as quickly as we can. And I'll even tell a personal story. You can put this on or not. It doesn't matter. My son came back to school this fall to another school down in Kingsville and didn't take the shot and could not register until he took the shot. So I kept telling him, you better take the shot. But he finally learned what somebody else told him. So I will tell you, it cost Blinn and A&M, and I spoke with the assistant vice president of enrollment from Sam Houston last night, and them also. It cost us a lot of time and effort to get this stuff in place because we were so proactive in getting our system set up to be able to track this and to watch for students coming in with this situation.
Now, does Blinn, either Brenham or any of the other campuses, do you all have a student health service that can provide the vaccine, or is it something that students have to get off campus?
They have to get it off campus. Now, we have health services on both the Brenham and the Bryant campus, but they don't administer shots. What they are doing is referring students to the different locations to get it. And that's been a little bit of a question statewide. I know back in September, October, December, when this was first coming out, all the schools, we have a pretty close-knit of schools throughout the state, and that was a concern that there wasn't enough of the vaccination to go around. I think that ended up not actually being the case and more of a rumor. It just got more expensive as it got closer to the January 1st of the semester. I'm afraid that same type of thing may happen this summer, but hopefully the state and all the different health facilities will have enough to go around and be able to satisfy the needs of the state. I noticed last night on the marquee at Walgreens here in Brenham, they were advertising the shot for college students. So I was glad to see that.
Well, it's another reason, too, for students and their parents to get that taken care of now.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah. And it's statewide. I heard horror stories of some shots in some areas going for $300 and of course, some being $10. It depended on where you were. So. Like anything else, it's what you need. And I just, if I could just emphasize to the students to get it done early.
Is there anything else that we need to get promoted in this area?
Well, in terms of just the blend itself, is to get your paperwork in as quickly as you can. Get your advising done. Get your application in. The sooner you can get that done, the quicker you can register. We're starting registration for the fall semester, actually for returning students, Monday the 23rd, and then for new students, Monday, April 30th. So we're already getting ready and geared up for both the summer and the fall semesters.
Brandon, can you think of anything else?
Yeah, Bill, the other thing I might add to that is that we have, since really, prior to last semester, we've continuously kept a website link active right at the top of our homepage, a bright, bold red font, can't miss it, that explains some frequently asked questions about the bacterial meningitis vaccination requirements, some of the deadlines, what to expect when you get the shot, and also how to verify for us that you have received it in time to step foot on campus and start classes when the fall semester kicks off. So some of those things are right there front center at the homepage. We've tried to keep them on the same page that the students register, which they use a system called MyBlend, and then you can't miss it if you go to our homepage too. So we really want to try to keep that information out there front and center.
And any type of correspondence we're sending to the students, we're doing the same thing, just like Brandon referred to. We're putting it in the correspondence to the students. You got to have that meningitis vaccination before you can register.
Something else that just came to mind when I visited with Dr. Dannenbaum at A&M that I'm sure would apply at Blinn, and that's the respect that first-time students really means first-time students. There may be somebody who's coming to Blinn just to take one course, but if they're a new student, doesn't this apply in that application?
That's correct, yeah. And what it actually is any student that sits out a semester, a long semester. So if you didn't attend this spring, you're going to be required to take it for next summer or fall. So you don't necessarily have to be a first-time student.